watching it. I'd like to call, I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Amherst Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful August 8th, Thursday, 2024. Thank you so much. Only get so many more months of this.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Torlakson is absent.
Okay.
Is she absent or she's?
She is absent?
Mm-hmm.
Will you please join, rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are you protesting the Pledge of Allegiance, Eduardo?
Rather not comment on that.
Okay.
Not today.
This is not, it's not going to be the take a knee, remember that? Okay. Do I have approval of the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Do I have a second? Thank you, Directors.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torlakson is absent.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any items needing discussion? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move that we accept the consent calendar.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director.
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torlakson is absent.
All right, there are no presentations this evening, and we're moving on to the General Manager report.
Hello, General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair and board members. I hope you're all staying cool in this nice warm weather. I received the terms of agreement of the parties at the Clearland property to extend the time to close escrow. We will be receiving a written updates monthly until closing or the date the termination of the agreement. We have cleaned Boger Park. I don't know if you know, right on Caskey.
Yeah.
Due to the fire, it had a lot of fire retardant. So we had cautioned it off until we could power wash and make it clean and safe for the community. During the evacuation, we did remain open in case anybody needed to evacuate to our facility to get in a safe environment. Currently, we're in process of getting the quotes for the Ambrose Park upper field. We will have them at the September meeting. Ambrose Aquatic Center is open for weekends now for rec swim only, and we do have our lap swimming program going on to the end of the month. August is movie night at the park. This weekend we'll be having Trolls and then Willy Wonka on the 24th. We'll be having a family swim from 5:15 to 8:15 on those Saturday nights, pre-swim before the movies.
For a dollar.
So $2. Cool. $2.
Oh, $2? Okay.
Yeah, $2. Is that an older flyer?
This must be an older flyer.
The older flyer. Yeah, $2. That was.
I'm bringing this.
We'll take a dollar. Yeah. They're up there. I think we just printed those.
The new one says $2. The old one says $1.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right.
You know what? If they want to come swim and watch a movie, that's great for us.
Yeah.
As long as we get the community members out there.
So what do we need? Just our chair and a blanket?
Chair and a blanket. That's it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Tonight we start our first adult salsa class. We have a couple and three registered. She's fantastic at 6:30, so we're real excited about that for our adult programs. And then our youth music classes for ages 5 to 11 will be starting September 10th to October 10th on Tuesday, Thursdays. A great music teacher, our camp was very successful with 14 youth, so we're kind of continuing that and carrying that into a weekly music class. Lynbrook is now open on a rental format for and field rental for the soccer field. This way we can ensure that the responsibility of the people renting it will keep our park clean and up to our expectations. So it's all completely rental now. It's completely full with soccer practices.
Are you going to have the bathrooms up there too,
Lori? One of the group is bringing a porta potty that they will be paying for and maintaining.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay, because I think that's what I talked to.
And it's open to the community when soccer's not going on, and they will have it cleaned and maintained.
Is that it?
That's it.
Does anybody have any questions for the general manager?
Yeah, I had a question regarding Lynbrook Park, the rental of the space. Is the rental just the rental of the park space, or is it specifically renting a soccer field?
Park space.
Park space, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gotcha. And they can utilize it how they want. And we possibly may have in 2 days, splitting in half and have two rentals at that time.
Like two soccer things.
Mm-hmm.
We still have that baseball pitch behind it.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it could be used for baseball, whatever they would like to rent it for.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Director Garcia?
No.
Director Lopez Garcia?
I do. I really want to give it to the maintenance gentleman, because these parks are really kept clean. I really have to say, I took my grandchildren down the street to Isaiah Wago's house, by his house, over there what's the name of it?
Kevin.
Anuta
Park.
Anuta Park. They loved it. And I loved it because it was really nice and clean, you know, and there was no riding or anything. It was just really nice. A lot of them are really kept really nice. Kudos to those guys. They're really working hard there. And it's nice. And it really is, because you don't see garbage overflowing, because I went to the city and passing by their parks, I'm like, oof. See stuff flying all over, and you know, they keep it really nice. I really have to say that.
Pass that on.
Please pass it on if you could. Okay, and that's it.
How are we monitoring or policing, for lack of a better word, organizations that are renting Lynbrook? Because that was our problem before.
Uh huh.
We didn't have anybody.
Well, we use that. We have a maintenance person here till 8, depending on what's going on here, 8:39. They close the fences and they do a circle at Lynbrook because it's part of our rentals.
Is this person Spanish speaking?
It's different people. Sometimes it's, yes, both of them are, yes.
Because that was one of the issues that we had before,
mm-hmm.
is that we would have people go there and question them.
Yes.
And suddenly they didn't speak English.
What we have noticed with our parks, though, and we have two Hispanic, including Alfredo on Saturdays, we have Saturday and Sunday Park Patrol now. That works Saturday and Sunday for the rentals at Ambrose Park, for Lynbrook, maintaining that, and Anuta. And we have found our parks have been, instead of Monday morning just trying to catch up, we've been able to maintain the parks so much better through the summer with the busy community attendance.
You know, I really love it. I talked to Doug about this a lot. There was a part of me that was a little bit bummed that, you know, these soccer groups are coming in and using our fields for free. But at the same time, as a community member there's joy mm-hmm. to hear these families, because they would come out in families. It was like when I grew up, you know, you didn't just send your kid to soccer practice. Like, mom and dad came and the kids came and they played on the playground and they have their chairs and there's, you know, somebody making a buck selling ice creams or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, it makes it feel so safe. So we never really wanted to, you know, make it so that people couldn't enjoy the park that way. But I do like the idea, if we're making a little bit of money, because that field takes a beating.
Right.
You know, it does.
$13 an hour to rent the field.
And that's super
and
fair.
That's, and
that's fair.
It's enough to be able to have that Saturday and Sunday maintenance person.
Right.
You know, going to maintain it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know that we were doing that. That's really good, Lori. Kudos to you guys. I think that's really great. And thank you for all your work on everything else. I appreciate it. Okay, people, moving on. We don't have any legal reports, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
No.
Thank you, public. All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the Board. Okay, moving on. Board matters. individuals wishing to speak on items, oh, we don't have any board matters. Do I need to read it if we don't have any? Okay, moving on. No public hearing, no closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I'll give each board member an opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Mr. Torres, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. One thing I wanted to ask was about the, and I know I feel like we did get an update, but the master plans for the parks. I wanted to figure out like where we are with that process, but more importantly, one thing, something that came up in recent days for me was these fires that happened, right? And so I went to go take a drive to see some of these pink neighborhoods I heard about. And Boger Park is just like a beautiful park. I love that park up there. It's really quaint. It's tucked there in a nice neighborhood. But the one I really felt bad for was Tradewinds. Yeah. It's like, it's just nothing there. There's literally just two benches and a concrete table and some shrubs. And I'd like to figure out a way to kind of maybe think about including that part in our vision for the Park District. I don't know what could go there that could really attract people there, but I think what is there right now is really lacking. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it could need some work. And I know that in the past there's been issues with the water, right? I think there's been issues with water and stuff. I don't know. I'd like to figure out a solution to upgrade that park is what I'm saying. So I'm bringing this up again as we're continuing thinking about how this master plan is going to go, because we talked about it, including Nanuta, obviously, and Ambrose. But if there's an opportunity to also think about what we could do to upgrade Tradewinds, I'd like to figure that out. It just seems like a nice little park that, with a little upgrade, could be a very, very nice little park for that pocket of Bay Point there. So just want to bring that up. It's not an item agenda or anything like that, but just planting that seed that as we move forward to have conversations about upgrading our parks, that we don't forget about Tradewinds. I felt really bad. Mike Boger's there. It's a beautiful, nice little park, but then Tradewinds is just really not a good park, I think. That's all I have. And thank you for all the work y'all done this summer. By the way, thank you for every time I've gone to Ambrose Park, I always see Lori.
Yeah, I am.
What are you doing here?
Her second home.
Yeah, but that's just made me feel very, and the communities I know have told me too, they felt like very seen and taken care of, knowing that obviously we had our lifeguards there, but there's obviously our maintenance person and our general managers there walking grounds. And I think that's something to be recognized. So thank you all for an amazing summer and for these movies that are coming up. Community's excited about it, so thank you.
Thank you, Director. Director Garcia.
I have a question. What's the movie tomorrow? Saturday?
It is Trolls. The Trolls?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
For some.
Oh, okay.
And then Willy Wonka will be the next one. They're both the brand new ones.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What time do you want us board members there?
The movie starts, we have the swim from 5:15 to 8:15, and around 8:30 we start getting ready to do the movie. Depending on the light, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we want to swim, get there early.
Because we close to the general, the rec swim at 5, and then at 5:15 starts our family night swim.
Nice.
That it?
That's it.
And free popcorn.
Easy. Oh, popcorn. Gotta have popcorn.
Free popcorn.
Director Lopez Garcia.
I think I already said how clean the parks are, how nice they were, because I did just come from San Francisco, and I just said, oh, God, thank goodness. But really kudos to those workers. They really got it together. And it was nice to have the door open. Sometimes I come, the doors open, and I have to pound at everybody's window to open the door, but he remembered. Thank you.
Director Garcia?
I have a question. So the day of the fire, you guys closed at the same time, or you guys stayed open?
We stayed open.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? They closed the front door, but we had the back open, all the back open, and we had the auditorium open. But we closed this so we could keep regulate, because it was just a maintenance person myself.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah. So something came up during the MAC too. Was we were obviously discussing the fact that as people were being evacuated from Shuri, because there was nowhere to go.
Right.
It sounded like there wasn't a coordinated effort from the other agencies with our district.
Mm-hmm.
They have her on speed dial.
Right.
They call me, and then I had also contacted Vincent at Federal Glover's office, because to be honest with you, when it first happened, I didn't know all the contacts to contact to let them know that, you know, we can evacuate people. So I contacted Vincent, and he had made contacts to other people in lieu of, for us that we were here.
Yeah, because it was told to us that the place here was closed.
Oh, no, we were open.
Yeah.
We had teens here till 8. We had the gym till 7.
Sure.
We had everything open. We had the senior doors open, not the front door. We had the senior door open because there was nobody at the front desk.
You know, another thing, too, is that maybe you guys could talk this up at MAC because we get a lot of broad press there. When we have these heat waves, the county will contact Lori mm-hmm. or Doug prior to her, and we'll discuss whether we're going to be a cooling center.
Mm-hmm.
So our people are not left out in the cold. That's mm-hmm. just bad press mm-hmm. by a small little group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But with the problem was it was coming from agencies. So it wasn't even, you know.
Maybe it was an agency that I wasn't familiar to call.
Yeah. Was it the fire protection?
No, I called Contra Costa County.
Yeah.
And I called Vincent.
Right. Because
the other people do, like for a cooling station, call me directly. So I don't have the contact for them because it's different offices that'll call. But I did not have a direct number from the fire agency, did not, no. But that's something that I will check into to be sure that I'm on speed dial with them as well.
Yeah, because I mean, the issue obviously that came up here was the last time this community had a mass evacuation was when they had the gas line over here by
mm-hmm.
Walgreens, which is the neighborhood that I live in. And at that time, they evacuated us to the church on top of the hill,
mm-hmm.
right? And so now this time was the opposite end. So those folks in Sherry Acres, it sounded like what we heard and mm-hmm. the report was that they didn't have anywhere to go. And then I don't remember who mentioned it or said it, but then it was brought up that the Senate was closed, which was like, wait a minute.
That they came here.
Yeah, that they came here, it was closed.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This area of Bay Point wasn't evacuated, so they
yeah.
had a reason to be closed.
Yeah. Actually, we had a rental that night here, too, as well.
Oh, same.
Yeah. So that's why I did here, so they can go into the dining room,
yeah.
because we had a rental going on.
Well, we just want to make sure that the county's doing their due diligence, because mm-hmm. obviously, like, we're staying open, and we're trying mm-hmm. to communicate, and mm-hmm. we're getting double speaks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
I want to make sure that we do have, like, a proper, like, communication from that end, and not just say that they did it. Because you're right, like, sometimes we hear things, I'm like, wait a minute,
right.
that doesn't sound right. That
yeah.
doesn't sound accurate.
And because it was still, like, 4 o'clock when it started, 3:34, Marlin was in the office, and I said, if the phone rings, be sure to stay by the phone and take any calls, because they're going to call the 1601 number if they want to use it as evacuation. So she stood there till like 5:30 to be sure we didn't get any calls.
I feel like there was a ball drop somewhere in that communication. Obviously,
uh-huh.
it doesn't sound like it was on our end, because the fact that no one knew that this was an evacuation site
mm-hmm.
tells me that there wasn't any communication.
I will follow up on that with the fire agency as well, because I have a good communication with them as well. So I will follow up with that.
Check in with Vincent, too.
Yeah, please.
I will check with Vincent, yeah.
Because he was there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, he should have backed you up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you so much.
And just to let you know, when anything big happens as the chair, I always call the general manager, and she's really responsive. I mean, it doesn't even ring a whole ring, and she answers, and I asked her what our plan was. So anybody could, I just...
especially when our community
is responsive,
involved.
Is
yeah.
all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
This district is really responsive. Okay, a couple of things. I don't know if you knew about this, Eduardo, and I don't know if this would be something that you'd be interested, but at one point in time, we talked about turning Tradewinds into a dog park. Because it's small, there's lots of parking there, there's homes, but they're, the dog park really wouldn't be bordered on by any homes. So Doug did some initial investigation into that. It never went any further, but we had at one point in time said, what could that be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too small to be too much of anything.
Yeah, right.
But at that point in time, we didn't have a dog park in Bay Point, and we really don't now, but we do have one in the district, because when they built up the houses on the hill by Safeway. So, but anyway, that's something. You know, we just thought there's a lot of dogs in Bay Point. I mean, I know at Lynbrook, like, we always have our dogs out there, but wouldn't it be nice to have a place that was you know, fenced in and had a water station. You know, we know we have water there. So anyway, just wanted to mention that.
Madam Chair, wasn't it because there wasn't enough room to put equipment there? I think it was the property didn't have enough room that we could really put something there. Was it? Because I know I discussed it with Doug too.
I don't know if it was that we couldn't. I think he just said what it would take.
Yeah.
One of the things is that it would require some kind of environmental impact report,
mm-hmm.
and that costs like $25,000 at the time. So I don't remember him ever saying we couldn't. Like that wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No,
don't take me to the bank. But
no,
I don't think
I
that
didn't
was
say
it.
He couldn't. I was saying because of
the dimensions
of the land. You couldn't put like things that we have here on Lindbergh and over there at the other parks.
Yeah. So that's not my memory. My memory is that there were things that we'd have to do in order to make it a dog park. And one of them was this environmental impact report that was, like I said, $25,000. And I think at that time, you know, we all took the information in, but like we needed to get a new parking lot. And we, you know, there was all these other things that kind of just fell down. But I just wanted you to know that we've thought about things over time. We just haven't landed on anything, but it's not a totally forgotten. It looks like a totally forgotten park.
Yeah, and again, as I was walking through the grounds and thinking of the master plan, I just wanted to lift it up as an opportunity to also not forget about that part.
Yeah.
Whatever we could do there, even if it's maybe removing some shrubs so it doesn't look like it's just shrubs.
Yeah, I totally get that. And also, in a conversation I had with Lori this evening, apparently back in our February package, I've got to go look at mine, she provided us with a list of items that the community wanted to see from the master plan. Just so if you guys all want to go back and familiarize yourself before next meeting with that. So I just wanted to share some thoughts with you guys about the potential cricket situation. I can mention this, right, Larry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I've been really thinking about that cricket pitch a lot, and I have not made any decision because we are still ready to get some information, or we're prepared to get some information from Lori at the next meeting or the meeting after that. But one of the things that I thought about is, one, I've contacted a couple of people that have told me, even those gentlemen said differently, they cannot play soccer on a field with a cricket pitch. It's dangerous and they won't allow their kids to do that. So I talked to Lori about that, and apparently the plans that are now, that she now has, they placed the pitch in such a way as we could have soccer fields and the pitch wouldn't get in the way of that, okay? But I also thought to myself, you know, it's gonna take a lot of money on our part to make that suitable for them to even lay that pitch, right? And if they do lay the pitch, as of right now, there is no way we could have soccer, cricket, and softball or baseball, because the pitch would be in the middle of the baseball field. So I wanted to ask Lori that I would need you guys to agree to this, if she could go back to the designers and ask them if they could come up with a plan such that we could have soccer, baseball, softball, and the cricket pitch. And I'll tell you why I'm asking for this. I'm asking for this because these gentlemen that came before us are not from our community. Yes, they're from the greater community, East County, but they're not one of our homeowners that are putting into our budget. And I hate to put something there that would make it that we're putting a lot of money into maintenance, because right now we're not maintaining that, so we're not having to spend any money on maintenance, so we would have to do that, security for that, and have it be something that our community doesn't even participate in, you know? I mean, I could sell it to my personal community if I said, hey, listen, you guys are into soccer, you can play soccer up there. Oh, you're into baseball or softball, you're little kids, you can play that there. And isn't it cool, cricket too? Because maybe sometime down the line, you know, we are gonna become known for cricket. But I have never heard, and I don't know everybody, but I don't know anybody except for these friends of friends that play cricket. So maybe there are secret cricket players in my community, but I don't know them. So it's going to have to me, it's going to have to be super appealing on what is suggested up there for us to put in the amount of money it's going to take to convert that. That's just my thought. So I just wanted to share that with you so you guys can be thinking about it. Because their proposal was really, they were so well prepared and super nice guys, but just the more I thought about it, I just kept thinking, you know, we have this master plan with lists of things our community wants, and are we not going to do those? Are we going to spend that $50,000 to $75,000, whatever it is, and not do whatever else is on this list? Is it worth it? Do we want to do that? So anyway, do I have a second on whether we should ask Lori to ask for another, to include another proposal?
Madam Chair,
yeah.
Can you just clearly, I'm sorry, I know it was a long.
Yeah.
But what is it exactly we're asking Lori right now? Are we asking?
So right now she has gotten a proposal, or she's in the middle of getting a proposal to a design for soccer fields and a cricket pitch. But I would like it to find out if the designers could make it soccer, softball/baseball, and cricket.
So we're asking for a proposal that would suit.
Is that right?
Madam Chair,
yeah.
I just know talking to designers, a soccer field, they'd have to go to an 8 and under to put the pitch in. There'd be no possibility to do soccer fields and a baseball and a cricket pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably do soccer fields and a baseball field, or you could do a smaller soccer fields and a cricket pitch.
So can we do that? Can we have her look into getting a design that is, so she can do, if they do the little fields, only the little guys can play on it, soccer. But if she does just a baseball/softball field and a regulation size soccer, which is, that means the adults and the teens could use it, it wouldn't include cricket, but it would address our community's needs, what we know they love.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys, is that something you'd be interested in finding out what that would cost?
So I'm hearing a proposal for maybe a proposal to look into cricket/baseball/softball.
Yeah, she said
none
of that.
Or
she just said none of that.
She said none of that.
She just said that can't happen.
Okay, but the proposal would be for soccer and cricket.
So that's what she currently has.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm asking is, can we get a proposal for soccer and baseball?
Oh, I see.
No cricket. Just to find out.
I mean, I'll be very truthful. I hear you, everything you're saying, Trina, because I do agree with that in terms of like the needs for the community. Soccer fields for me feel the priority, and baseball has been something obviously that people have been asking for years too. As much as I would love to see cricket pitch here, you do have some great points, and I'd rather suit those needs first than to go into cricket, because besides those two gentlemen, we don't have a bunch of people here asking for cricket. Even though I know they use another area that wasn't part of our district for cricket games, that's great. But at the same time, I feel like we need to address these other needs first. And there are priorities for soccer and baseball, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'd rather us look at that proposal first and figure out what that costs too.
Okay, so I have a second.
I will second that.
Okay. And just one other thing to let you know. So there was a community in, I think it was Albany, that had a soccer cricket combination, and they decided to take the cricket pitch out, and the cost to remove the concrete was freaking incredible.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know, we have to really think about all the costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Guys, can I get some clarity? I have the one for the that I'll, per your recommendation last time, with the two smaller soccer fields and the pitch, and I'm going to ask them to redesign an additional design of the soccer fields,
the regular
soccer fields, they can make into two soccer fields if you want, and a baseball,
yeah.
Softball.
Yeah.
Is that right, you guys?
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm with that too, because we used to play.
Yeah, that was it. That was
the kids
a big thing
over there. Used to play baseball,
yeah.
And when this one was packed, then we'd go over there.
Yeah.
Even though we went out there with our own, sorry about that, and cut all us parents get out there, pull weeds, and clean it all up, and put it all into, you know. Guys had before had some things, we would just throw stuff in there, and everybody would drive back up there and they'd have the game up there.
Yeah, when I was a kid, the baseball leagues, the minor leagues, which was like, you know, like elementary school,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
to like early to late elementary school, we played at Ambrose Park, mm-hmm. top and bottom.
Right.
Yep.
And then the majors were here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, all the junior
right.
high.
And wasn't it fun in Ambrose Park?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, it was,
right?
It was so
I mean,
good.
Your little brother and sister could be down below playing on the, you know,
yeah.
playing on the playground. Well,
it was
like
a family thing.
Yeah.
The little
yeah.
ones would be there and the
yeah.
parents would be there with the babies and,
yeah.
you know, and plus they had the barbecue.
And now we have the snack
place.
Shack. It could be
mm-hmm.
really awesome.
But what was it called before, Eva, where they had to, where you come off the field and they had all the barbecue and the overhangs?
Oh, yeah.
Used to do barbecues there?
I feel, yes, I agree with both you guys, but I also like to see something innovative, something that is not around here. You know, it just, you know, I like to say, you know, in Bay Point, we have cricket, and they don't have it anywhere else, and we're bringing in other people to these wonderful parks, and like he said, I mean, there's more than just the cricket, you know, the pool, the people, the families, and yes, they're not from this community,
right.
but they...
Well, they're from East County, and that's saying something.
Right.
Yeah.
So I really don't want to just say no.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know,
yeah.
I really want...
Yeah. I'm not no...
I'm on this side.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to see the cricket. I mean, that's... I'm stating that fact
park?
Right now.
Is there another park we could put the cricket at?
No.
No, huh?
They Googled our parks and looked at it.
I did the research. I mean,
yeah.
I gave them credit. They found a piece of land in our district where they knew that there was nothing
mm-hmm.
happening right there. And I do agree with Eva in terms of like the, you know, having something unique.
Yes,
and that to me is the biggest part of me that wants to have the crickets. But I also feel like if it's less expensive and it could serve a greater need and with these other, you know, sports, then
yeah.
I'm happy to explore that too.
Yeah.
I'd like to do all three personally.
Yeah.
For sure.
I guess that's it. Jess, you're going to look into the approval thing for me. Okay, perfect. Let me turn this over. Thank you for all putting up with that. Where are we? Okay, wait a minute. Do I have a motion to adjourn to our September meeting?
I move that we adjourn to our September meeting, which I will be.
She will be at Taylor's.
That's right.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Hey. Good doing, people. What's something that, oh, the one thing she had me